here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So you guys see the video title. I'll be discussing narcissism and gaslighting and the different ways that you can spot it. Now, the reason I'm bringing this topic up is because I've seen a couple of instances involving Stephen A. Smith, or Stephen A. Simp, as I like to call him, and his behavior has shown me textbook examples of him doing this. And it reminded me of some of the things that I've observed even in my own personal life anecdotally. However, it stood out to me. Now, as I go through this episode, am I saying that Stephen A. Smith is a narcissist? No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't know him to call him that. And because I don't know him, I can't really diagnose and say that he is a narcissist. But the stuff that he was saying, from the stuff that I've watched, a lot of it is consistent with those traits. So before I go any further, let me give you some background context, and then from there I'll be able to show you guys some clips. But before I go any further in this video, be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. Now, in a recent story, Stephen A. said that he had sources that told him Lonzo Ball, who was the former number two pick of the Los Angeles Lakers, who was then traded to the New Orleans Pelicans and who now plays for the Chicago Bulls, isn't even able to get out of a chair.
To him, those are doctors. Something went wrong in terms of these procedures that he has had. I don't think he'll ever be the same based off of what we're seeing and hearing and reading about. I've heard that it's even hard for him to get up from the sitting position. You can't play 50, 60.
This, of course, made waves, and Lonzo Ball posted the following video on social media saying this.
Stephen A., who are your sources, bro? Please tell me who your sources are. Come on, man. You gotta stop yapping. And I actually like you, man. I don't even know you like that, but I like you. I'm coming back, man. Come on.
So after Lonzo Ball dispelled that rumor, Stephen A. could have apologized and retracted his statement, but he didn't. Instead, he said this.
Really? Don't let me get all up on in y'all, okay? Stop the nonsense. Now, maybe you can get up and get down. Maybe somebody exaggerate. All right, you know. All right, you can stand up and sit down. Bro, you ain't healthy.
So you saw the clips and might be wondering, what does this have to do with narcissism or gaslighting? Well, that's a great question, and I'm glad you asked. So one of the key traits of narcissists is they don't apologize, accept responsibility, or take accountability, and instead they will deflect and blame. And these are usually telltale signs of that kind of a trait. Now, again, am I calling him one? What I'm doing is I'm using this situation as an example of a larger and more important conversation. In life, you might unfortunately come across these types of people, and it's important to know what you're looking at and how to deal with them. But when you meet people who engage in this kind of behavior, it's usually rooted in narcissism. They'd rather shift the goalposts and change the narrative just in order for them to feel as though they're right. Now, he started the dialogue by saying his sources told him that he couldn't get out of a chair. Then Lonzo Ball proved him wrong. And now he's changing the conversation to, you're not healthy. Well, duh. The guy was injured and he got out of surgery. We all know that he's not 100%. So what's your point? But there's a reason why he's doing this and why he's saying the stuff that he's saying. And maybe I'll cover that in a future episode. But let's just stick to the topic at hand right now. When someone starts an issue and then they shift the entire conversation to suit their agenda of having to be right, and that is a key trait to look for in a narcissist. But it just doesn't end here for Steve, unfortunately. Back during the 2007 going into the 2008 season for the Los Angeles Lakers, they traded Kwame Brown and Marc Gasol for Pau Gasol. And at the time, it was a monumental blockbuster trade. And after the trade was completed, he went on an infamous rant where he completely eviscerated Kwame Brown. It might have sounded a little bit something like, Kwame Brown!
Kwame Brown!
He recently went on Paul George's podcast that he hosts with Jackie Long, and shout out to those guys. But he was asked his biggest career regret, and this is what he said in response.
No denying, even though I hate bringing up his name because it just gives him a reason to, you know, gain attention. But Kwame Brown. Look, man. Look. Kwame Brown, I know what I said. I did mean it. I ain't going to sit here and tell you I ain't mean the shit I said.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't know that. Remember, I said it before Twitter, Facebook. I didn't know, man. I didn't know that 20 years later, 15 years later, they won't have memes and videos. I didn't know, y'all. I really, really didn't, man. And when I see what he says, I realize how hurt he is.
So you heard what he had to say. And there's two examples that I'm going to explain to you in all of this. So number one, he tries to act like he's apologizing, but in the end, he's not really apologizing at all. And that's another example of those traits. They'll usually say something along the lines of, I'm sorry for how it made you feel. But if you really break that sentence down, I'm sorry for how it made you feel, that isn't an apology at all. So this is another common tactic that is used, and it ties to the point earlier of what I was saying about having to always be right. And you'll notice that he's gaslighting this dude by saying stuff like, he's hurt. This isn't about being hurt. This is about a man in Kwame Brown that was completely disrespected throughout his career, and now he is defending himself now that he has the platform to do so. And for context, so you can see what it is that Kwame Brown is responding to, I'm going to play you a clip of what Stephen A. Simp had to say about it.
Soft, although he puts up 19-9, which only 11 other guys do.
Is that a trick question?
You tell me.
They gave up Kwame Brown.
Two first-rounders.
I could care less.
Tied into his salary for 4 years.
First of all, understand something. When you're giving up first-round picks, if you are a quality team in playoff contention, it really doesn't mean that much. That's number one. Number two, and more importantly, Kwame Brown is gone. The City of Angels, Hollywood, just should be celebrating. Throw a parade already, whether you win a championship or not. This man was a bona fide scrub. He can't play. No disrespect whatsoever, but I'm sorry to tell everybody the truth. The man cannot play the game of basketball. He has small hands. He can't catch the ball. He's got bad feet. He can't really move, even though he's mobile. Doesn't really know what he's doing. Doesn't have a post move that he puts to memory that he can do two times in a row. He has no game whatsoever. Plays no defense. Doesn't have the heart, the passion, or anything that comes with it. And you're asking me whether this they gave up too much? Please, the Los Angeles Lakers knew exactly what they were doing. They should be celebrating right now, and Kobe Bryant should not be saying a word.
So you see his comments and you saw the way that he came at him. Now, even if you don't think that you're wrong for the comments, you could at least give a real apology and say, I didn't mean to go at you with that type of energy or take that kind of a tone. But he'd rather give a non-apology type of apology, and that's typical behavior. And to add insult to injury, You want to paint the narrative that Kwame Brown is some type of hurt or angry person. And this is a common tactic that is used to gaslight a person. They will do or say some BS, right, to antagonize you. And then when you defend yourself, they turn around and say, why are you so angry? Why are you being so aggressive? Why are you coming at me like this? They immediately try to make themselves a victim and try to put you on the defensive to completely absolve themselves, like they are not the ones who antagonized you to begin with. Now that is textbook behavior of gaslighting. And on a side note, when he says, I didn't know it was going to be like this, he's kind of telling on himself in a way. You know, it reminds me of when you're watching those movies and the villain does something in the beginning and in the end it catches up to them, and then what they did in the beginning ends up playing a role in their demise. Now that's what I was thinking of when he said this. He always thought the media would be like how it was 15 years ago, that he could control the narrative about players and that his word is the end-all be-all on all matters. But now, players have platforms to defend themselves against the likes of him and other people in the media, so they can control or shift the narrative. And you saw Lonzo Ball do it to completely disprove what his sources told him about not being able to get out of a chair. And you see Kwame Brown continuously do it by putting pressure on Stephen A. Smith. Now, he's been silent for 20 years, and now he's picking apart and exposing Stephen A. for what kind of media personality that he is. And all of what I'm saying now ties perfectly into my final point. Narcissists hate when they feel as though their control is no longer there. They can't stand it. They're used to having a perceived power dynamic that puts them in charge, and they always try to figure out ways to maintain that power. But when a person realizes what's going on, they need to remove themselves from that type of person and that kind of a situation. And when a person does remove themselves, this irritates narcissists. And as a last resort, they will use tactics like guilting or lying in order to try and reclaim whatever little bit of power that they thought they ever had. So when I seen the stuff that Stephen A was doing and the stuff that he was saying, it became clear to me what was going on, and I thought it was worth doing an episode about. Now, to drive all of this home, once you notice traits of narcissism or gaslighting, it is important that you remove yourself from that person immediately. Now, there's always a possibility they might change, but it's more than likely they won't. So if it's a friend of yours that has these traits, they gotta go. If it's someone that you're in a relationship with, they gotta go. Now, when it comes to family members, it's a little bit more tricky, but there has to be healthy boundaries and distance to mitigate this. Now, mind you, narcissists don't respond too well to distance and boundaries, and they will abide by it for a bit, but it will rear its head back around and they will try to come back and redo the dynamic all over. So you may inevitably have to cut them loose, but it should be done more carefully and thoughtfully, since it's family as opposed to just friendships or someone that you may be with. Now, for me personally, whether I'm dealing with friends or I'm dealing with a girl, I don't believe that I should give them that same grace that I would give to a family member. So once I see these kind of traits or I see these kinds of behaviors, that's it. I'm out. There's no second guessing it, and there's no giving second chances on the hope that they will change. I'm out of there. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. Thank you for listening. Until next time.